This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, cues, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Back to TGO Radio. I wish that was the one.
No, I wanted
you to push and just have it be all fucking...
All fucking turd, huh?
Beefaroni, yeah. That would be all defeat. Welcome back to TGO Radio Video Store, Part 2. This is being produced by Doug Reacharound, starring Jeff Durant, and yours truly, Brian Wise. Zoe.
Anything exciting happen this past week?
Well, my diet's going terribly.
Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah.
What's keeping me from dieting? Well, self-love, motivation, the desire to, you know. I don't want to deprive myself of anything. It's a lot of stuff, but when you get right down to it, really. Anywho, welcome back to Video Store. I think we had a couple of different ways to go this week, and what we chose was the Nikki Glaser. I think it's called Welcome Home Nikki Glaser.
Yeah,
is the name of the
show. Believe so. Yep.
Now, if you go back to season 4, this season, that episode was called Scoop.
Yeah.
we listened to the audio tribute.
Yeah.
Nikki Glaser made to Bob Saget, yeah, their song. This is about how they won Milwaukee Crockett Jokes.
Oh, that was so bad.
Fucking, it's terrible.
That's just awful.
Well, I said in that show that, you know, Nikki was becoming one of those people that no one wants to say no to. She's getting big enough in the comedy game that nobody wants to say no to her, and that's how things like Song for Bob happens.
Yeah.
Well, not long after that, I found out she had this quote-unquote reality show. Hi, you know what it is, Jeff? She's moving back to St. Louis.
No kidding.
And wouldn't you know it, she reconnects with an old boyfriend.
Well, isn't that convenient?
Isn't that weird?
Wow.
Not at all scripted at all.
No,
it's weird.
This is a reality show,
what
right?
What a weird coincidence. Yes, yes.
Well, so it's reality then. It's they're just all letting reality happen.
Real. Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
Right on. That's so awesome.
Isn't that weird? She connects with her boyfriend.
Wonderful.
What
for
a coincidence.
Her. You know,
Right?
It's amazing.
Weird. It,
yeah. Yep.
Anyway, she sucks.
Wonder what other kind of fucking weird, completely anonymous shenanigans she'll get into.
Well, we're going to find out. We're going to watch season 1, episode 3. And the reason we're going to watch this is because this begins, somewhere in this episode, I haven't watched it, begins the her ascent to the...
Oh, to musical stardom.
Dominating the world of popular music.
Gotcha.
Yes. Yeah, so it apparently begins somewhere in this episode.
Fucking fire this shit
up. Something about her music career. It's weird how she got to St. Louis.
Yeah.
I think to be with her parents, she went back home.
Oh,
which
that's
happens
so
all
nice.
The time when you're a big celebrity.
When you're
like
a big,
that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Happens all the time.
Yep.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
I already hate it.
Oh, yeah.
So it opens with...
Look at this fucking fruit.
No, it's the Nikki Glaser podcast, and she's sitting with... I don't know. That looks like Nate Bargatze, but I could be wrong.
10 years?
Who the fuck is that?
That's not Nate Bargatze. That's... Who is that? I don't know who that is.
I don't know. About 10 days from now.
See how irreverent he is?
I know. It's a nice pink microphone cover he's got.
Well, it's because she's a woman. See?
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
And it's her podcast.
Are we sure about that?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Dude, I'd fuck Nikki Glaser in 3 seconds for 90 seconds, and then I'd blow a huge load in her pussy.
Oh, whatever.
I'd fuck this girl.
You're almost 50 years old. There are no more huge loads.
You know, I found the secret to that is to stay hydrated. Apparently, if you're hydrated, the loads are bigger.
Okay.
If you're properly hydrated. That's what I heard.
Have to piss more often.
That's what I heard. Well, yeah.
You read the Ron Jeremy book of fucking ejaculation?
/ rape? Yes. That was
Peter
quick,
North's
right?
Guide to Coming in Your 50s.
Tom Byron. How to fuck 16-year-olds claiming to be 19, allegedly. Well, that wasn't allegedly. That's the thing that happened. Tracy Lords.
Honestly, where do you see yourself in 10
years?
Well,
I'll be 47. I see myself in a really good relationship.
Do you think you'll be with Chris in 10 years?
I would like to be with him in 10 years. I'm going to be friends with Taylor Swift. I think the oceans are going to rise and we're all going to be living in a hellscape. But I'll be happy. I'm going to be touring.
Oh, see how funny that was, though? He's laughing.
Everybody else
Jeff,
will drown, but I'll be happy.
Jeff, he's laughing because that's funny.
It is. It's very funny.
I wasn't sure if
humorous.
You saw what was happening there.
Musician in the water world
on a jet ski,
you know, it's gonna be like Kevin Costner's water world.
Are you gonna be 47 in your metaverse?
Say water world again.
Metaverse?
No, God, no.
Oh, now we go to the show open. Oh, it's a montage of pictures. Everybody, listen. Hey, hang on.
I'm gonna miss
hang
my flight.
On. It's it's
Is she singing this?
I hope so. She's 100% singing it. This is the song for Bob voice. She's 100% singing this.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to go back to the beginning because I stepped on it, and I'm sorry. Let's go back to the beginning. I'm sorry.
God. I mean, okay.
Ah, it's a water world hellscape. That's hilarious.
You are just going to destroy this fucking show. God damn.
I'm already laughing.
Wish I'd have known it was going to be this entertaining. I mean, how could you know, though?
Right. Try telling me you're not going to fuck that girl. Lie to me and tell me you're not going to fuck Nikki Glaser.
I will not because of this stupid fucking piece of shit song.
That's fair.
I will stand on principle on that.
That's fair. You're a man of integrity. Mm-hmm. And you're a better man than I am because I'd fuck her twice in about 4 minutes. Oh, it's Welcome Home Nikki Glaser ? Is it a what?
Oh, is she not going to make it home?
Well, I guess we're going to have to watch
Dorothy?
Find
is she
out.
Not going to make it home?
Oh, this is, if you've not been to St. Louis, they're going over
all the
pictures from
principal.
St. Louis. Everything you have to see, yeah. The big stupid arch. And
cool.
Ooh, it's going to be some vintage.
Oh, no, now she's going to a vintage shop of some sort.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
Ah, very vintage.
Why don't you just go to a fucking Salvation Army?
I've seen some
hats. I'm drawn to this hat.
Are ya?
Oh, yeah.
God, my head is so big. When I first started doing comedy, I did not care about how I looked or how I dressed until...
Obviously.
Till like last week.
Oh, she didn't care how she looked and dressed until last week. I gotta tell you guys at home, if you're tired of hearing that already, you better just fucking delete this episode and move on.
I think Nikki's got a podcast, so go listen to that fucking nonsense.
I'm gonna tell you this, we are not gonna get into the business of critiquing other people's podcasts.
No. Because
that can come back at us real fucking quick. Nikki didn't care about fashion, how she looked until last week. See, it was that recent.
And now I can get more ballsy with the way I dress, but I still...
Some fucking dumper on her. Jesus Christ. Wow. I'm just putting this out in the ether. I'm old. I'm fat. I'm just putting it out there. I want to come inside Nikki Glaser.
Okay.
I hope that's the next season of a reality show. Come inside Nikki Glaser? Question mark.
With a picture of your fat ass.
Just fucking. I just. It's. It's the same song, but the picture montage is me. It's me. And you know what? I know what the next line is, and that's why I can't get it out.
Yeah.
Me.
You what?
Walrusing. Walrusing on top of that girl. You know what I sound like when I come.
Jesus. Oh, poor Nikki. Jesus.
No, Christ. Don't you fucking dare, poor Nikki.
I like to do resale and vintage clothing and stuff that, you know, dead people have worn before me.
Is there a particular decade that you're attracted to?
I go on stage a lot, and I just like to have glitzy things that maybe, like, Joan Rivers would have worn in Vegas.
Are we going to change in here?
Yeah, let's do it. You can call me Taylor Thrift.
Yeah, you're going to change in there. Oh, did she just step on my joke with that shitty joke?
You can call her Taylor Thrift. God damn it, she's fucking clever, this girl. Is it any wonder I want to fucking blow all my DNA inside of her?
Call me Taylor.
Taylor Thrift. Get it?
This is like what people think female comics are.
Yeah.
Like, honey,
so I'll
can
tell
I get
you about...
some foreplay?
Yeah.
You just said you were like Joan... You wanted to be like Joan Rivers, and that was her fucking act. You hack, idiot.
That works out for you, Dad, sugar.
Oh, timing.
Oh, God, holy... Is this the act... Who is this?
I don't know.
Well, it says right there. There's a name and a title for him. Who
Andrew,
is...
Nikki's roommate.
Oh,
roommate.
Mr. Fister.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Yeah, he looks like he's fucking choked on some fucking cock.
What does he look like? No, this is a joke for a very small number of people. I don't expect you to laugh
at it. Can't be any smaller than the Dewey Cheeto and Howe crowd.
But he looks like a broke Eddie Kingston, which is a wrestler.
Okay.
Yeah, dog, call me, buy me a chat.
No, stop it. Stop this character.
Buy me some Swiss cheese,
I want to file a sexual harassment suit that'll be ignored for decades.
That was actually pretty on point.
I feel like you are Amelia Earhart before.
I wish she was the fucking Amelia Earhart. And I wish she'd take all these fucking episodes of this show on the plane with her.
Drop them off in the fucking Pacific somewhere.
Holy fuck.
Get on my last flight. Do you think it's ridiculous if I were to try to, like, have a different career than comedy? I think I'm going to try to be, like, a singer-songwriter.
You know, I was thinking about trying that, too, and I have absolutely no experience in doing it, so...
I don't know how
I think
tell
I could
this.
Be good at it.
I don't know how you hear this, but we've talked about doing an album on this show about 6 billion times, so if this... fucking hack can do it, we can do it.
My family was always super musical. My dad is an amazing...
Hence the guitars hanging up in the background.
Boy, I wonder if that...
What another coincidence?
I wonder if that pussy is musical. We're going to find out. I'm talking about queefs, everybody. Air in the vagina.
Amazing musician, and I am not as naturally inclined.
Then you're not going to be a singer fucking songwriter, you vapid fucking twat.
I'm glad to hear her admit it.
I really credit my dad for making me pretty obsessed with music.
I credit your dad for not pulling out, that fucking dopey bastard.
From an early age, he actually plays professionally. He plays in, you know, bars and...
Don't fucking Tom Griswold look-alike. Don't fucking tell me.
Who's the kid fucking lovingly staring up at him?
He plays professionally in bars. Fucking relax. I could do that, all right?
Restaurants, grocery stores.
It's like a hell of a career he's got going on, Nikki. Not, I don't want to brag, but...
Grocery stores, you say? See the Tops?
Yes. Yep. I wish one of those stores was in Buffalo. It's like a week in a row for a Buffalo grocery store joke.
Nice home. Knowing you, everybody.
Oh, yeah, I was...
crucify me next.
It's a hell of a career we've had here.
That's what he does in his retirement. He plays retirement homes. I'm thinking it's just like, first of all, my favorite art form. And I think it's always been the thing I want to do that I was scared to do. So I just chose a path to artistic expression. That
oh,
was
she's
easy.
So fucking annoying.
Here for me than mm-hmm. than what I really wanted to
mm-hmm.
do.
Girl. Girl.
Girl! Shit!
Girl!
Just be a singer-songwriter.
I think it's probably easier to go from comedy the other way than to go into stand-up.
So I'm doing the right way.
Yes, I think so. You're doing the reverse Madonna.
I think we've all done the reverse. Well, I tell you what, my last girlfriend loved the reverse Madonna. Holy shit.
What is the reverse Madonna?
Well, here's what it is.
Yeah?
And I'm hesitating so I can think of what the answer to the question is. Just in case.
We need to submit this to the Urban Dictionary. Whatever you come up with.
I'm struggling.
Yeah,
to
I
come
am
up
too.
With something for the reverse Madonna.
I have to fucking get back with you folks next week on what the reverse Madonna is.
But am I allowed to just say, hey, I'm putting out a song without making fun of it and being
yes.
like, I'm so
yes.
stupid for putting out a song?
Totally.
When the pandemic hit, I was unable to do stand up and get my feelings out that way. The first thing I did was get a karaoke machine. I would.
Baby, the next time you want to get your feelings out, fucking give me
give
a call.
Give old fucking Brian a call.
Give me a call. I mean, I will walrus on top of you for minutes. Minutes.
Get up every morning, eat my breakfast, and go in the living room and sing three
Taylor Swift. They have video of her.
Yeah, it's a home video.
Swift songs, and I learned how good you could get by practicing.
Oh. time out. Nikki learned how good you can get at something by practicing.
And she learned how to sing professionally from a fucking JCPenney karaoke machine.
Yeah. Can you pick another fucking store cunt. That's out of business?
I was shopping at JCPenney last night, so fuck you. And
I will have you know, and, I was shopping at Sears and G.O. Perry's. And service merchandise.
I was wearing...
I will have you know.
Teppies?
Teppies.
Robertson's? Shall we name them all? Kmart. I mean, they're almost dead.
No.
I was wearing... We were walking through JCPenney last night, and I'm wearing this black T-shirt, and it's got a round logo on it of the old Sparky electrical...
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. ...thing. And, yeah, yeah. And but Sparky is holding a lightning bolt up to a kid that's standing there, and the thing says, remember, kids, electricity will kill you. Okay? Love that shirt. So we're walking through JCPenney, and coming towards me, I see some fucking Amish guy, and I poke Trixie, and I said, hey, you think he likes my shirt? He got nearest, and I fucking put my fist out, and I said, fuck yeah, dude. Less power to the people. Fuck yeah.
Less power to the people. Hi, it's me, Less Power. I think Luke Cage's new name is Less Power.
Less Power?
When I first started doing stand-up, I sucked. I didn't call myself a comedian until
I got
less.
Well, that's how you got famous, honey.
So,
you started doing stand-up, and then you sucked.
They're in this vintage store, and she's kind of nervously clutching onto this headless mannequin, which is how you got to have them. I mean, you know, if they have heads on them, then you can see their expression. You can't have that, am I right? Serial killer Brian
talking.
They have
heads on them, then they have feelings, so.
Yeah, can't have that.
Why can't I be Taylor Swift? Like,
well,
because you're not.
Well, look at that screen cap right there. That's a good screen cap.
It's like she's fucking pinching off a fucking 3-day shit she's been holding.
Why can't I be Taylor Swift?
Because you're not.
Well, for one thing.
And then he loved me. And I'd be like, you know what I think? I'm uncomfortable with, like, feelings in songs.
Yeah.
I'm uncomfortable being like...
How much more of this is there?
Dude, that's 45 minutes.
Are you kidding me of this fucking vapid shit?
I loved him one summer.
Oh my gosh, it's great.
It's embarrassing to be like accessing those feelings. It's much funnier to be...
So, here's what's happening. And this is what we talked about. Oh, here is what we talked about on the last show. The last time we talked about her. She's... big enough that the no one around her wants to tell her no.
No one will tell her
not
no.
Not her quote-unquote friends or her management or nobody wants to tell her no. So these two people who are going, Nikki, you might want to start with some vocal lessons. Maybe talk to a couple songwriters and kind of, you know, get a good partnership. It's going to take a while to get going, kid. They're all like, you go, girl! Yes, queen! And all that fucking gay horse shit.
You can do it. You can do whatever you want, Brian. Whatever you set your mind to.
I know.
You can do it.
I can't, but Nikki Glaser can because she's at that point of her career that no one wants to say no to.
Like, I queefed in his mouth.
Me.
Well, I got
well,
it
sounds like that's a clean drop.
That's the cleanest drop in the fucking county.
That was a queef, right?
Look at him. He's embarrassed. The gay guy's embarrassed.
Hey.
Yeah.
You know what you could do?
Huh?
Rub my feet.
No.
Just a little bit?
No. You have a foot machine.
But it's not good, Andrew.
Rub my feet.
Let's go.
We're in the pressure spot.
I'm warming up.
Now they're rubbing each other's feet.
Get up first.
See, I'm already in there.
It's just like sex. Boys don't do foreplay. They just go,
Baby, I'll eat your pussy for 45 minutes. I will fucking take, I'll treat your clit like I'm Mike Tyson. Oh, you will fucking come in my mouth. I will fucking eat you out for 45 minutes. And then fuck you for two. But I'll eat you for 45 minutes.
I assure you I'm feeling nothing sexual for you. My vagina.
Well, I've heard that a lot.
Mine is falling off.
If I had a nickel for every time.
Boy,
if you had a nickel for every time you heard that, you'd be able to fucking record a song.
Yes.
My body.
Good. Keep it there.
God. He's so good at laughing for the camera.
Mm. Now we're changing scenes again. Who's this now?
EJ and Julie's house.
Who the fuck is EJ and Julie?
Jules.
don't fucking Jimmy me,
Jimmy
Jules.
Me Jules.
Hi.
I want to fucking punch her in the fucking throat.
Oh, so this was Mom and Dad's.
Mom's blowing.
Mom! Mom! Hey!
Hi!
Hey!
What's up? Just blowing some leaves?
Just blowing some leaves.
I thought Dad hates...
What? Did you not see what she was fucking doing, you dope?
Leaf blowers.
Yes. And I gotta use it when he's gone.
He hates you blowing leaves.
Or anyone. Who's leaves?
And strangers. He hates you blowing leaves and strangers and bums.
And glory holes. He hates those the most.
What else?
Too bad.
I brought some clothes for you to see if you want any, and then the rest you can maybe take to Goodwill for me.
Okay.
She bought vintage clothes, old clothes from a vintage store.
That's so right on. I know
she's
going
to give them to her mother, who probably took those clothes to that vintage store. And then if she doesn't want them, she's going to give them to Goodwill.
Mom is another one you want to punch. Looks like a broke Candace Bergen. She looks like the Murphy Brown reboot.
It's a lot.
Oh, my God. Oh, I already see some stuff I want.
Taylor gave me that. You can have it.
Except it's got some issues.
It's got a little stain on it.
I bet it does. It's my load. It's all protein, Mom. Got it? It's a cum joke.
These are both for Lauren. Sorry, nothing for you.
Lauren will be able to fit these in a couple months. Okay.
I want to throw Lauren some kind of... Do you have third kid baby showers?
They do. They call them sprinkles.
Another nickname of mine from high school.
Oh, yeah. Well,
sprinkles.
You know, I dated a girl who, not for nothing, but you had to be in a tub with her, though.
She
wouldn't do it in your bed.
No.
It makes sense.
Does it make sense?
So it's like a lesser, it's not like your first one. Oh, yeah, we got to do one.
That would be so nice.
Yeah.
She would love that.
My sister Lauren, she's 2 years younger than me. She is the most beautiful person I know. She has chosen a totally different path in life. She's married to an amazing guy, Matt. They have 2 kids together, a third on the way. Ugh, and I'm
just quit fucking her. Just quit making kids. What are you doing? Stop it.
37, and I tell dick jokes for a living.
Hey, I'm 50, baby.
And I'm currently trying to get back with an ex-boyfriend who I've been off and on with for 8 years.
Oh, what?
There we go. Now we're in.
What an amazing time to have a reality show. Right? That's awesome.
I hate this so much.
What a weird confluence of events. Wow. That's really something, this show.
My younger sister has 3 kids.
Total surprise.
I did not see this coming.
No.
You're going to see something coming. I'm going to tribute fucking Nikki Glaser. How have we never talked about that show in fucking that in 17 years?
What's that?
Tributing.
Tributing?
Yeah, that's where you take a picture of a girl and...
Oh, Jesus Christ. Stop.
How have we never talked about that?
I don't know.
We haven't. Have children, but I didn't
really... Probably assumed I was, too.
I don't know. Your career was kind of... forefront.
But before we had careers, you just assume your daughter.
Yeah, I just assumed both of you would have children.
Yeah. Okay. I've honestly never been to a baby shower.
Really?
I don't think so. I actually went to one, and it was in the movie Trainwreck.
Oh.
That was like, and that's what I feel like they all are. Just feel like we're so excited.
Yeah,
and
they kind of make it like that. But you came in for Arlo's birth.
But not the shower.
It was really fun. I had it. I blew up these cloud balloons. Oh, and then
What are we doing?
I don't know. This is horrible.
The show's going straight to the fucking vag, which I guess, but...
Yeah, little babies in
one.
Don't
bring the fucking parents in.
He's floating around the room.
Didn't they look like...
Look like little onesies.
Like ghost babies?
Yeah, ghost babies.
I've been hearing about these ghost babies since their inception. My mom seems to have had some acid.
That's a series of pictures of clothes, baby clothes, kind of strung around, and then for some reason that's ghost babies. I don't know. I'm quickly losing the capacity to make fun of this.
Yeah, you and me both.
And flashbacks
really
that are hitting her up later in life.
Everybody's like, what is that?
They were kind of
like,
disturbed by it.
Yeah, I was like, I don't care what you think.
It's truly terrifying and hilarious.
Kind of like this show.
Thank
you. I'm going to bring one of them.
You still have one?
I have all of them.
She likes...
Ghost Babies is another good name for a band.
Ghost Babies.
Ghost Babies, yeah.
Terrifying party guests, apparently. Please bring the Ghost Babies. No one's ever wanted to go to a baby shower, right?
People don't want to go.
We won't have to have...
Then why do you fucking have them? Nah, nobody wants to go to that. Then fucking don't do it. Well, we have to do it. Why? Oh, popular logic escapes me.
Straws, like they always do. Are those bachelor?
It's bachelor parties.
Okay, bachelorette parties.
Yeah.
Are they ever, like, fun and people, like, drink?
Let's not do opening presents and stuff like that.
Could we do one that's, like, not, like, the anti-baby shower?
Oh.
An anti?
Anti. Well, it's...
An anti. Nikki, I think this is going somewhere.
I do, too.
That's her mom's new catch line for the show.
I think it's going somewhere, too. To the apartment over fucking Kurt Cobain's house. Yeah, I also think this is going somewhere.
I think it's going back and to the left.
Yes. Holy shit.
Jesus Christ. This
this is going somewhere. This is definitely going somewhere. Jeff, I'm going to pull you right back in. Ready? I'm going to pull you right back in. It's going somewhere, and it's our Bud Dwyer's press conference.
Is that the guy that shouts? Okay.
I pulled you right back in, didn't I? Get you right back in, Jeff.
Oh, a good suicide joke always does it.
You know Kurt Cobain's last words were? Courtney, what are you doing here? Right. Allegedly. That's a joke.
Oh, ow, come on.
Yes, I regret that.
That's it? That's all you regret?
Now we're going to the first commercial break. Coming back from this, the B block of the show. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Dino, shut the fuck up!
She's now meeting her sister, or someone. Who is this?
Oh, fucking cares.
It's another comedian.
Rachel Feinstein.
Feinstein!
Yeah!
It's Feinstein, you Philistine.
What?
She's another comedian.
It's Feinstein.
Rachel and I met through Amy Schumer back in 2010 when I moved.
How many times is she going to drop fucking Amy Schumer into this?
It's Trainwreck once and Amy Schumer once, and then, yeah, I hope.
We get it. You know Amy Schumer.
I hope this episode ends the B block with those two in a 69 is how I want this to go to the commercial. if they're not munching box and fucking splitting lip with their fingers, I'm out.
I saw your name like on a flyer at my Starbucks and I was like, oh, Rachel's like, I forgot that you were coming here. She's
oh my god, Rachel's missing.
Four funniest people I know. Kirsten, Rachel Feinstein, David Spade, Bob Saget. Those people all make me laugh in a way that
my head... Bob's not funny anymore.
I hope the next time I see Rachel Feinstein's picture, it's on a carton of milk. That's an old...
Snaps back like a Pez dispenser.
Hey, hang on.
Thank you.
Hang on.
We have a comment from Nicole.
I'm being handed an email here. hang on. Thanks, Ron. Hang on.
Did you call him Ron?
I did. I was hoping you'd let that go. Oh, sincerely, Nicole Brown says.
Ah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
It hurts.
Yeah, kind of like the show hurts.
Wait, what was the time? One of my favorite stories was when you brought a change of clothes to a date.
I can see where this is going already. Fucking hilarious.
Fucking, look at that.
Hilarious.
Look at that long neck. I'd bounce my balls off her chin for seven minutes.
She really doesn't do much for me.
I'd fill that snatch to the fucking rim.
Wait, didn't what? You oh, that was a dark time. Whoa.
I met this guy at a show and I came to the date and I couldn't decide what to wear. So I packed a second dress in my purse. It's
fucking outrageous. So dark. That's a dark time.
Yeah.
Why was that dark?
And so I pretended to spill the drink on myself.
And then I was like, oops-a-daisy. And so I ran off to the bathroom and changed and came back in the dress. I was probably like walking towards him just like,
oh my God.
Oh my God. Wow. I hope this gets renewed for 12 more seasons.
Oh.
Fuck you.
Dating a lot before you found Pete.
Yeah, I was hanging out at steakhouses because I heard men hang out at steakhouses.
I mean, to be fair, we do hang out at steakhouses.
I don't.
Oh, well, you're married.
Like, I'll be at the steakhouse bar later. They're like, that's not. I was pulsing with desperation.
Oh, I like that. Pulsing with desperation. I like that turn of phrase.
Oh, my God. Was it just you just knew you wanted to be married someday and have kids? Like, was there a fear that it wouldn't happen?
Oh, yeah, of course, definitely. I was, like, at the bottom of the ninth, like, when he was getting ready to propose. I was, like, talking about it on stage, but I was, like, looking for a ring in my salad. Like, no one wants...
Hey, you've... I wish you guys could see the look. We really need a video element. I wish you could see the look just...
A fucking screen grab for you.
Yeah, I know, dude. I just want to fuck her throat, and hands, and pussy, and oh, I just want to. Oh. So, you've been married twice. How did you propose each time? I guess the first marriage would have been, you know, at the point of a gun.
Yeah.
From her, knowing her. Now, do you remember how you proposed to the first wife, or did you block it out like a childhood trauma?
Blocked out most of it. Oh, yeah.
I'm having a great time here.
I'm glad. You seem like it.
I'm exhausted. I'm so tired.
You laugh off some of that weight, you fat fuck. Got him. Keep laughing, you fat bastard.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck me.
For every 5 minutes you laugh, you fucking gain an extra fucking quarter inch to your cock. Or you gain back an extra quarter inch.
Oh. 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 I threw my headphones off. Oh, shit.
Now, you fat fuck. Eat a fucking salad.
You fat tub of shit.
Fat tub of shit.
Eat a carrot, you fat tub of shit.
Oh, it was juicy.
That's going to smell bad, too.
Had to be around. I totally relate to this. Like,
totally.
Totally. So
I want to... maybe be married. Like, ooh. I want to be a wife.
Oh, yeah.
And so if you're not down for marriage, like, tell me now, because this is what I need.
When I look at Chris now, I kind of see the total package.
Do you?
Are you okay?
Yeah. He's someone.
They were rollerblading together. She was on his back for some reason, apparently to cause some sort of injury to him. I can only guess, and they fell down and...
Or the director the told cutaway. Him to do that.
That's fair, too.
When I'm deeply attracted to, he's consistent. He's there for me. He's really husband material.
It's working.
I mean, they're out.
Yeah, those fucking tits are out, all right.
Chris and I are doing so great that maybe I want kids.
Don't ruin that pussy. It's a perfectly good pussy shot to hell. Don't do it.
Maybe it's just St. Louis, because everyone in St. Louis has kids. Rachel, what's your favorite?
Really? All the kids are in St. Louis? That's where they all fucking went, all those sexy little kids.
Sexy little bastards.
God.
Huh. The thing about being a mom.
Everybody in St. Louis has kids, as opposed to everybody in Chicago or no one in New York and L.A.
No. I don't know how to tell you this. Jesus Christ. I don't know how to break this to you. No one in those cities has kids, just St. Louis. I don't know how to tell you that.
I didn't realize how silly it would be. Like, it's funny. Every day is funny. And I also feel like when a babysitter comes over, like, I'm doing an impression of a mother. Like,
you don't have your child with you right now because you're on the road touring as a comic. Quit telling me what a fucking...
Yeah.
Oh, it's the miracle.
You know that speech that you have before you leave the babysitter?
Yeah.
You
don't know what that speech is, you cunt.
Dismiss me. I feared the people I work with when I was a nanny.
Yes, I used to be so scared of the moms.
Yeah, because
the dads were always kind of like, I'll drive you home drunk.
Wait, I thought that only happens in movies.
I hate that guy so much.
Me too. Andrew?
Yes, I hate him.
You don't like Andrew?
I hate him.
No? I tell you what, those three girls were having a great time. I don't know how to tell you this.
What's going on here?
Oh, that's just who I am.
What is that?
Oh, he's such a fucking cuck.
I'm not kidding you.
They're sitting next to each other. He's got a fucking... It's another cutaway, because apparently you got to do a lot of that when you do a reality show. But it's her sitting next to the boyfriend, I guess, the off and on 8 years guy. And he's got just the perfect amount of gray in his temples. I fucking hate him. Oh,
you know, I'm proud of him for, you know, that he keeps trying it with Nikki Glaser. His on and off girlfriend, especially the more famous she gets. It's good for him for trying. Fuck you. That and anybody else is, oh, that's not the case.
No,
oh, go fuck yourself.
That's pretty astute.
That is exactly the
case.
That's
a pretty astute observation.
That
there,
motherfucker
pal.
Wouldn't be anywhere to be found.
I'm angry I didn't think of it, to be honest with you.
It's amazing. He just 8 years, he keeps coming back because he's so in love with
now
famous and getting more famous than Nikki Glaser.
Yeah. And look how much he enjoys her company. He's laughing.
Oh, he's fucking just howling with laughter.
Here's some games. Can I get a change of seats?
Oh, Glaze.
Because she's
Glaze. He calls her Glaze.
Because she's so wet, get it? From feeling his muscle. She's very wet. That's why she says she needs a new seat. I don't know if you picked up on that. That's a wet pussy joke. Pictures of St. Louis for some reason.
Sawhorse Recording Studios.
All right, here we go. This is
where the fucking money
happens.
This
is where the magic happens.
Huh? Whoa. I've never been in a studio.
Obviously.
Me neither, dude.
Seriously?
Hey.
Welcome.
Thank you.
It's cool that you have my vagina on your shirt. I'm just kidding. It just reminded me of... It's just a joke.
Okay. Just because she's a comedian, you don't have, they're not all fucking zingers. I think being a comedian would suck because every time you're around people, they would be laughing at every fucking thing you say. As opposed to me, I am just fucking funny all the time.
I tell you this, honestly, you're a fucking comedic genius.
I am.
And you just will not give yourself that kind of credit, but you're a fucking comedic genius.
All right, off to a great start. Okay, today I'm recording a song. I'm so excited to do it because it's like I'm Bat-Kid and they're giving me the city and I get to pretend like I'm a superhero. Like, I am living a dream.
She has a dream. Oh, yeah, I have a dream about Nikki Glaser. I hope it ends the same way that guy's dream ended.
The bull in the head?
Correct. Who's this?
Kirsten.
Kirsten? Okay, so we've met Kirsten in the...
Kirsten, Nikki's best friend.
In the charity shop or whatever the fuck that was.
August, you were the one who deceived in the sand. You let...
I don't know how we're going to get through this. She's singing now.
Let go of what's real.
Did she start right off?
I don't know where I start, to be honest with you.
Twice through.
Some people
saw. So now they're going through a montage, and it's a repeated series of failures.
Sorry. I'm really, really loud, and it's almost like I hate my voice right now because it's so loud.
One. Too much? Oh, you gotta sing with yourself.
This isn't going well. My biggest fear is that
See,
I'm only
she has
getting...
so much experience doing this. It's flawless. It's going wonderfully.
To do this because I've paid for it or because my friends are trying to be nice.
Bingo!
She's figured it out.
It's what alcoholics like to refer to as a
moment
of clarity.
Yes, yes.
I'm feeling like that kind of thing today where it's like, is this just your make-a-wish?
That look on that lady's face.
That friend is suffering through this recording session. I don't know how much fucking tape or digital battery or whatever they burned on this, but that friend is fucking suffering.
Even though I know.
Don't want to hear myself.
Oh, oh.
The chick has had it.
Hey!
Hey!
Someone's excited.
That's so sweet.
Oh, fucking take your shirt off.
I can't stand my own voice. Can I just send...
Oh, you should see how I feel about it.
Sing it as someone else.
You don't have to keep these. They don't have to be perfect. You just have to try and
yes.
do your best.
I fucking... You're going to
suck a dick. God. Cuck.
Why is this guy more effeminate than she is? I hate him.
I'm glad Chris stopped by the studio because
me
he's so
too.
Proud of me trying this new kind of awkward late...
That's what it is. He's proud of her. Not that he read his call sheet that morning. It's all that he had to be there at fucking 1:30.
In the game.
Thank you for laughing at that.
Delusional endeavor.
Thanks for coming.
This is awesome.
He supports me in my career and my hopes and dreams. When
this
he
is, awesome.
Is in this mode,
that
I'm
royalty
like,
check I get for this. Mm. For that whatever check.
Mm.
Like very, I'm pretty horned up for it.
What's her shirt say?
I don't fucking know.
Oh. The fuck?
Fucking nose cares.
I'll always be the one who bears my bones in bright moonlight. I do
the
not
fuck
see.
Is what?
How you couldn't trust me. Will you come back again? Hold my face in your hand. Say this isn't the end.
You don't like those little tits on her? You don't like that?
She doesn't really does nothing for
really?
Me.
Really? I fucking would dominate her.
I definitely am a better singer than Bob Dylan is now.
You are not.
No, you missed the punchline. The punchline was, I'm a better singer than Bob Dylan. Pause for a beat. Is now. She's outrageous, this girl. Come on.
And she makes her living doing this, telling jokes.
Apparently.
Is it, like, that's not good.
It's awesome.
Thanks.
I could win a Grammy someday. I bet if I worked hard enough, I could.
And stand up? Probably you could, yeah.
Do I think I will win a Grammy? Yeah, I do. I honestly do.
She's just...
She fucking delusional trollop.
Gonna put the pup on her lap.
It'll give me more
she
comfort.
She has too many people saying yes to her.
That's what I've been saying the whole fucking
Way
time.
Way too many fucking
Way,
people
no
saying yes.
No one wants
yes.
to say no to her.
Fucking.
Do you want me to sit on your lap too?
I get it, because he's bigger than the dog.
I really hate you. You just play this fucking thing. God, when is this madness going
to
be over?
I'd love to, but I'm too busy laughing. Jeff is not into this. I'm having a great time. Now we go to
sorry,
the...
Sorry, this show is just so fucking
the,
bad.
Go to the commercial break, and now the C block. Ooh. Ooh.
So, do you need this rogue tampon that has hair?
What?
Do you want to push this,
this
into your vagina?
This is very representative of me. This
it's
is
wiry
hair and, like, has a little bit of spray tan on it.
Give it to me.
Out of the wrapper.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I want to land in the trash.
Okay.
Playing with tamps. That's a fire opening to the C block of this show. More pictures of St. Louis. All right,
let's move on.
I don't know how to.
What is that?
Lauren's
say?
Baby sprinkle.
Uh-huh.
Do these sprinkle. Things.
Well, they have event people that'll help do that.
We can have other people do this. You guys are old.
Oh my God, that's the wrong tablecloth.
I hate these people.
Me
so
too.
Much.
I hate them.
One, two, three. Are these the chairs we're using?
Let's all try to decide where these should hang. If.
In Nuremberg, hopefully. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, listen. Listen. If you, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I rarely do this to the listener. But if you can't get behind a joke that came to me that fast, I'm telling you, go fuck yourself. And I mean that sincerely. If you can't laugh at that Nuremberg joke, honestly, come on. That was hilarious.
If I ever have a baby shower or a wedding,
I'm going to kill myself if you ever have fucking babies.
I don't want my mom to even be there.
We'll just set those up over here, along here. You go around and make sure the tablecloth is even.
Now it's a montage of mom being a domineering mother, yeah.
We're going to go over here to the buffet.
My mom likes to be frazzled, bossing people around, and no one's helping me.
EJ, you don't have time to talk. We have got to get this going.
Why don't you do this? God damn it.
Don't put up any more tables.
Chairs, you mean?
You were just carrying tables, so we ain't got time for dicking around.
You can put
and
up.
He said, don't set up any more fucking tables. This poor fucking dude that
I just,
married
he's
to.
Fucking
dude. You can see the fucking beat down, the years of beat down on his face.
Just 45 years of
just
suffering.
God.
Hey, did
poor
you hear?
Poor fucking man.
Did you ever hear that marriage was like a three-ring circus?
No.
Yeah, there's like the engagement ring, and then the wedding ring, and then suffering.
I don't get it.
Suffering has the word ring in it at the end. It's a three-ring circus. The problem with the fake laugh is that you eventually start really laughing. It's just, and it becomes counterproductive after about 90 seconds.
This whole fucking thing is counterproductive.
What, you mean this show or this life?
Just,
right? Okay. I think Jeff is hoping his plane goes down on Sunday.
Fuck it. La Bamba that motherfucker right into a corner.
Goodbye,
goodbye, baby.
If you're ever on a plane that has that kind of difficulty and you don't call me and leave me voicemail that says, goodbye,
goodbye, baby.
Where should we put this?
This is right here.
You can't see it.
Yeah,
what about in this window?
My mom envisioned this idea in one of her night terrors, and she brought it to life.
They found a headless, legless baby buried in a mass grave.
Sincerely, hang on. I got some for this.
I got it.
Hang on. Sincerely, Casey Anthony. I tell you, I'm working hard on this
You
episode.
Are. You're doing I'm good. Fucking... You're doing good, kid. You're doing good.
You're doing good, kid.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi.
It's just a bunch of fucking hens.
Oh, yeah. It's so awful.
Now, there's the sister, the pregnant sister, who I would also like to dip my balls in her mouth, and her clearly feminized husband who's holding on to one of their, I don't know, 18 kids or however many the fuck they said they had. Who fucking knows, really?
Yes! Yes!
I
And isn't it amazing that all those people showed up and Nikki Glaser's there? Famous.
Yeah.
Nikki Glaser is there.
Amazing.
That's
Again,
awesome.
I think they read the call sheet.
Huh. Well, that's true. But I'm sure none of them turned down the opportunity to be on that call
sheet. No, fuck no. No.
God, you make me want to get pregnant.
Oh, I'd be happy to help you. Like I'd fucking turkey based a fucking, oh, give me 7 days. You will walk out pregnant in 7 fucking days, Nikki.
Blow some powder in that snatch, would you?
Oh, I fucking, dude. Oh. I would do whatever I had to. There is no accounting for the amount of fluid I would shoot in that fucking tackle box. Oh. Mm.
Play.
Good. Growing up, I was obsessed with Lauren being kidnapped because I was aware that she was a much more attractive child than I was. And then when we got into high school, I was deeply jealous of her. My personality is the way it is because I needed to find other ways for people to like me because I just felt so un Lauren like.
Now you're rich and famous, and she's just a woman spitting out kids, so now you've gotten revenge.
Yeah.
Hey!
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 Hey! Hey, what's up, Malf?
It's me, Chris. Hey!
What's up?
Oh my god, there's so many babies here.
What's up, Patsy?
Oh my goodness. Look at all this. Look at all the.
I wanted to fucking powerbomb that kid through that table like fucking New Jack and ECW and fucking 88.
Those babies.
I should say 98.
Why are all the babies hanging in the window?
They're haunting, right?
Me and this place looks awesome, Nikki.
I'm making a gigantic.
The little ass on her. She's got a fucking ass like a Chinese boy. Holy shit.
Plate of veggies.
I ate so much, I feel pregnant.
It's a lot of pregnancy talk. It's another montage, by the way, of things that happened during the.
Who, you or Lauren more pregnant?
During the completely unscripted sprinkle.
Buddy, frankly, I resent the implication that they at all scripted any of this.
Yeah, so fucking
sure feel.
You've known Lauren through all of her pregnancies.
Yeah, she had Arlo.
Now, who's that? Now, I can't read.
That is Anna. That is Lauren's coworker.
Oh.
See, they even got the coworkers to come because they love Lauren so much and not her famous sister.
Now.
That is so awesome.
It just so happened.
What a bunch of caring people in St. Louis.
It just so happened that Lauren's coworker also wanted a part-time job and got it being on the show.
I'll be damned.
It just so happens.
And then Poppy, and now this one, and then whatever this one's going to be.
Yeah, yeah.
You think that you might consider having a little baby sometime?
You know,
with all that
when I see this little one,
she's so
get over here just in time.
Can't you rent kids? Like, can't you rent them out?
I don't think so.
No?
But, why don't you search that on the internet?
I don't know. I'm being handed another note here.
Yeah?
Hang on. Oh, 13th Amendment. Sorry.
You, I want more of you, but I'm not guaranteed to get one like you. I'd have to find someone to take me to the sperm bank. I gotta get a ride.
Oh. I'll give you a ride.
Brian?
I'll give you a ride.
Yeah? You Ubering this one?
Oh, I'll fucking Uber. I'll drive to St. Louis. She could text me now. I wouldn't even know it was her and I'd fucking take the trip.
But they're not even in St. Louis. You know that's a fucking soundstage.
Yeah, that's true. Just like the moon landing. Right, Jeff?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what you're talking about, fake moon landings and shit.
All right.
In the past, my career was like my child.
Oh, no.
I got him. No one can get him.
No.
But I always just thought it was my career. Or
no, she's being chased by a bunch of kids because she's a lot of spontaneous fun.
What a fucking nightmare.
It's a lot of spontaneous fun here at the fucking.
It is, yes. Completely unscripted.
Unscripted. Spontaneous fun.
Fucking hilarity.
Yes, yeah.
Kids. And now being back in St. Louis, I realize I might be able to have it all.
Don't let the balloon hit the ground. Charlie, don't let it hit the ground. Don't let it hit the ground.
If you do, you'll die.
Charlie really is.
Chris, fucking take it all the way.
Chris really is a fucking.
He's a fruit.
Yeah.
This is honestly really good with kids. And
anyone can be good with kids for a fucking hour at a time.
Turns out, like, I am too.
For an hour at a time. Try living with the little cocksuckers.
I think it might be because we're just extremely emotionally immature.
Here's the cake.
Oh, oh my God. We need to start doing that more often.
What?
On the show. Really emphasizing to people how immature we are and how funny it is that we're so immature.
Well,
and,
I think if you listen to the show, you pretty much picked up on it. She really does. What happened? Oh, did you not?
Oh, you motherfucker.
Oh, there you go.
God damn it.
She really does have an ass like a bird, Nikki Glaser.
She does. She doesn't have any kind of...
Don't know if it's a
girl. Oh.
Missed. Girl or boy, yeah.
That is great.
It's amazing.
Someone took a picture and made a cake.
That's great.
Oh, that's great.
You see the baby?
I don't really understand it.
Huh?
It's Matt.
Oh, Matt is like, as the baby.
Someone took and made a funny picture.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
We all take it.
like in the weird headless, bodiless baby torso.
Yes. She dug him out. Remember these?
Oh, Jules, it's hard to forget.
She's got the same fake laugh I do. How about that?
Imagine that. Mickey.
Yeah. Huh. It's weird. Oh, C block is over. Now we're going on. This might be near the end of the show.
God damn, I hope so.
More pictures of St. Louis, because that's what you got to do. Oh, there you go, Jeff. Not much time.
Dad, any luck? I want to play my song.
Oh, my God. Please get your boots out of my freezer.
Well, I'm trying to make, when you put sacks of water and then the ice, oh, it hasn't froze yet. When the ice freezes, it makes the ice go out and then the...
Oh. That fucking man has suffered.
Oh,
enough.
Yeah, he's just, he's finished.
He is longing for the relief that death will bring.
He is dead inside.
He is fucking.
He is just a carcass.
Oh, he is.
Moving about.
Praying for
with
that.
With no direction on this planet.
Praying for that sweet release. He has had it.
Ah, death, where is the sting?
He's had it. Poor dopey bastard.
Yep.
Nothing but women in the house.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Wife fucking constantly beakering in his fucking ear.
Estrogenical terrorism.
My bunions. Oh, no, it popped.
I knew this was a problem. Who puts bags of water in their shoes?
People with bunions.
Nikki, see if your phone's connected to it.
Oh, wait, here we go. Bluetooth pairing. I really want to play you guys the song we just recorded.
Come on, Ouija.
I'm really nervous about my dad hearing this song because he...
You should be.
I'm really nervous about my dad hearing this song because it's about a blow bang I did when I was 16. It was me. It was me and seven guys at a party. Black guys. I didn't know who they were.
Oh, shit.
My dad's going to wonder why I hate him so much.
I wonder her mouth is so big.
The song is called song is called Race Traitor.
Song is called Daddy Doesn't Love Me Anymore.
That's why I'm at this party sucking seven dicks. It's got a subtitle as well.
He's very critical.
Oh,
hardly.
Ask anyone, Dad, you are critical. It's just the way you are.
I'm not drinking red wine on that white couch.
Andrew was like, I see.
No one in this family has an ass. Now I see where she gets it.
Where you get it from. Your dad is very critical, and that's what makes you very critical. And
Andrew's
probably...
pretty easy to be critical of. No, I'm just kidding.
Dad had his fucking 5 seconds there, and he's milking it for all it's worth.
Andrew is pretty easy to be critical of. Paren, that faggot. That's what Dad meant to say.
Yeah.
I rest my case.
Dad hates fags.
I'm kind of nervous.
Dad's on the fucking, what's that Baptist church? Dad's,
oh, Westboro.
Westboro Baptist. Dad's a member of Westboro Baptist. He's a member. He fucking hates the fags.
Yep, hates the gays.
Yep.
Ugh. All right.
This is not a complaint.
Oh, whoa.
I am not against fame.
And the thing is, we've all known this girl. Some of us have known a few of this girl. For me, her name was I gotta beep that out. But I had to go to a fucking hippy-dippy fucking teen club and watch her sing acoustic songs on stage with some fucking guy strumming along. By the way, end to that story is... probably the best blowjob I ever had.
There you go.
I mean, honestly, to this day.
Okay.
I just, I mean, you know, that pussy was top notch.
But I want to run away and I want to find a friend who won't let summer end.
Dad is.
Dad's like.
Dad looks
don't,
like.
Don't quit your day job.
Oh.
But I am alone.
Dad looks like a Clint Eastwood, but less interesting.
He does look like.
August, you were the one who perceived in the sand. You let go of what's real. Even
Clint Eastwood, and all I can think of is that fucking story that dude Jay Moore used to tell.
Honey, a sweetheart. Do me a favor, pull that up on YouTube. We'll play it at the end.
Oh my God.
like Anya in the background. But I did harmonies for this, so it might be me.
Sounds like you.
Oh, Dan says this. Sounds like you. And then he turns
sounds
away.
Like shit. I mean you.
And then he turns away like this fucking slob and her fucking song. Dan's got stroke mouth going right now. He's had it. If you go to YouTube, you'll find it.
Sounds good.
And, oh, Dad's tapping his fins along.
That sounds good, I think.
No, Dad is being nice because that song is trash.
Sounds a killer.
Isn't that song good?
Oh my
sounds
god.
Great.
My dad actually
your
liked
dad's a
it.
Fucking when
he's
idiot.
He's an accomplished liar because that song is the shits.
Your harshest.
That song is Jeff's slippers.
Song is the slippers. Slippers.
Great. Now we're gonna get an angry email from fucking her dad.
Oh, I'm sure.
Critic with his amazing voice, like something. It gives me hope that.
See, I already forgot that he's a singer, because that's what this show does to you.
Who's the singer?
Her dad. Exactly, her dad. Remember how she talked about her dad singing
oh,
in bars?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh yeah. I completely forgot about that.
Exactly. Do
wow.
You want to know why you forgot that?
Because the show sucks ass.
It's that fucking forgettable.
Like, the masses could like it.
The whole song is really good.
You deliver it
it's
really
not.
Well. Your voice is good.
No,
your
it's
voice...
so good.
Anyone can do anything if you work hard enough. It's about putting in those 10,000 hours. I probably have,
you
like...
You didn't put 10,000 fucking hours in! By the way, 10,000 hours is a thing that fucking Malcolm Gladwell invented, and for some reason, it became a thing that really fucking sticks in the, in, you know, you gotta do something for 10,000 hours to be great.
9,983 hours to go, so can we wrap this up, because I gotta go practice.
I'm not... like Michael Jordan when he played baseball, except it's I'm like Michael Jordan if he started doing pop music.
Oh. I wish you were more like Magic Johnson.
AIDS infected?
Shh. Oh, sorry. Hang on. No. Let me go back. Can I retell it?
Yeah.
Okay. I wish you were more like Len Bias.
AIDS infected?
Dead. Smoke crack and his heart exploded. Len Bias just got drafted by the Celtics, I believe. About 1,000 years ago. That's how fucking old I am.
Yeah.
I don't mean to compare myself to Michael Jordan. I'm more of a Scottie Pippen.
Well, I take that gun out of your waistband and shoot yourself then. I'm telling you, if you got to know a lot to get into this show.
No
this
shit,
week, man.
Holy shit.
You got to know a lot. I don't mind telling you, I'm carrying this fucking show today.
Next time.
I think I should change my material at all.
With
Chris and my mom and... Dad going to my show in Chicago.
They've never been sitting next to each other while they have to hear jokes about me and Chris. Fluids are being exchanged. I don't know how to put that. Off to Chicago, bird sanctuary.
How these people live like this?
Heaven.
Is it fucking over?
Yeah, just about.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Blowjobs are intimate as well. If you go too deep, it hits your heart.
What do you think of that one?
Her parents had to see her telling a blowjob joke. See, because the joke is, I don't know if the cock goes too deep,
yeah,
it hits your heart. See, it's romance.
Very heartfelt blowjob.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, the glaze.
Well, that was fun. I'm glad we did that.
Are you? That was terrible.
It's the worst piece of shit I've ever seen.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ.
That's fucking the shits.
God's little fucking miracle was better than this.
Listen, I don't want any more emails from that fucking guy, all right?
I have a quick anecdote for you, and then I'd like to go back to bed.
Okay, buddy.
I fucking love this story.
When I was doing Hereafter with Clint, I thought of you guys when this happened. I've been meaning to talk to you for a while. When I did Hereafter with Eastwood with my big poofy hair. There's a scene where I go up like three flights of stairs, and this lady's supposed to hand me a letter from Matt Damon, who plays my brother, right? And the lady just, all she's supposed to do is open her door as I take my keys out, because it's an apartment building, and she's supposed to go, here, this is your brother. This is from your brother. And I'm supposed to take it, I open it, and I read it, and it's terrible news, and I just stare out into space, right? So I woke up three flights of stairs, I go down the hallway, and this lady, like, we're in San Francisco shooting this movie. This lady's, like, a local hire, and she's going to get her goddamn Oscar, right? She steps out of her apartment, closes her apartment door behind her, and goes, hey, Billy, well, and she's, like, waving the fucking letter like she's Blanche Dubois, like it's too hot in Hollywood. Looks like your brother left you this. It's your mail. Here you go. You're welcome. And she hands it out to me, and I go to reach for it, and she pulls it back a little, like to be a cunt. And then I reach for it more, and then finally I just snatch it out of her hand, and then I open it, and then she goes back in. And then without yelling cut, Clint Eastwood just goes, oh, hold on a second, everybody. And you hear him, like, going up three flights. He's fucking 80,000 years old. He goes up, like, four flights of stairs, and he just goes, sweetheart, honey, come on out here. And the lady comes out and he goes, I cannot express to you how little this movie is about you.
Holy shit.
Wow.
He goes,
that is so fucking great. I cannot express to you how little this movie is about you.
I just told the story to a guy at work the other day. I fucking love this story.
Oh my god, it's so fucking great.
Holy shit. Wow.
He goes, he takes the letter out of my hand and hands it back to her. He goes, I mean, if I could have hired just your arm, Christ, I would have.
Christ, I would have.
He goes, now let's do it again and let's not make a whole big thing out of it. It's just make believe, for Christ's sakes, God.
If I could have hired just your arm, I would have.
It was funny. It was like, to watch this lady, like, shrinky dink to, like, the size of a pea, and it's like, dead. Awkward, quiet, and it's like in an old apartment building. Here is his like creepy fucking steps going down, like creak. Fucking, you can hear the fucking the wheels on the camera. Like you can hear nothing. You can't hear a goddamn thing. It's so cold and quiet, and like holy shit, like I've never seen him saying he doesn't talk, let alone come up and blast somebody.
That is a sound thrashing.
Do you think she was embarrassed?
That was not about her.
Oh, and then fantastic. You just hear, all you heard was him going down three flights. Like,
creak, 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 creak.
And like, you can't look up, because if you look up, you're going to make eye contact with like a camera operator and burst into laughter. I mean, Christ, if I could hire just your arm, I would. Let's do it again. And like, he never said cut, so it's on film. Like, let's do it again. Let's not make a big deal out of it.
I'd love to see that.
I could just play make believe.
Someone's got to get that out there.
Christ, if I could have hired your arm, I would have.
Does the Nikki Glaser show only half an hour?
It felt like days.
I mean, are you not comfortable with how I... Yeah, it is only half an hour. Huh. I thought for sure it was going to be an hour.
Jesus Christ, that seemed a lot fucking longer. Holy shit, what a piece of shit. I completely forgot that her dad was a semi-professional musician.
Right, that's what the show does to you.
Jesus Christ.
It fucking, it's like a...
It's a black hole that fucking light doesn't escape out of.
It's like a televised stroke. It's a brainer. It's a brain eraser. You forget what you saw fucking 15 minutes ago.
Okay.
All right, man. Well, listen.
Yeah.
Since we're recording a few weeks in advance, have a good trip.
Yes.
For you listening at home, next week is like a summer. We're going to... A little
breaky poo.
Have a summer vacation week. It's going to be... I think it's going to be a compilation of our Ebola stuff from 2014. Some of that got a little salty. Yeah, it was a lot of third world toilet stuff. Ooh. And this and that. It got a little salty in 2014.
Yeah.
But I think that's what we're going to do for the vacation week, and then we'll see you then in mid-June.
Right on.
On TGO Radio.
Oh, I got it. Okay, this episode's over.